The Josie Show was originally recorded and aired live in front of a live internet audience. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without express permission of the producers is strictly prohibited.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vacantino is playing that song.
Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Mia Grace Bailey, Donnie Mendel. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because we couldn't find anyone else named Josie Passantino, Josie Passantino!
All right, my guest is here, so everyone please help me welcome a very talented young lady to our show. I'm very excited, so everyone please, without further ado, here is Mia Grace Bailey. Hello? Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. All right, so I really want to start off the show here by asking how old you are. So what is your age?
I am 9.
Wow. That is awesome. Being 9 and knowing what you already want to do, that is amazing. And when did you start making music?
I started making music, I started singing in church when I was 3. So.
Wow, very, very young. And did you always know that singing was what you wanted to do as a career, or are there other things that you really want to do?
Yes, I love singing. It's my passion. I want to be big one day.
Absolutely. And I could see that in your future because you are doing so many amazing things right now.
Thank you.
I'm better. You're welcome. You're welcome. And do you have someone in music that you really look up to? Who are you a fan of?
I love Carrie Underwood. She's a great role model, and she sings so beautiful.
Yes, she does. I agree with you. I'm a fan of her, too. I am, too. And I seen that you recently sang the national anthem at a soccer game. Can you tell us how great that was? What was that like?
Well, it was a West Virginia University soccer game. It's a big college in my home state. It's so awesome.
Wow. Were you nervous at all, or were you ready to go?
No, I was ready to go.
That's the attitude to go in with. That's awesome. And I also seen that you rode in a parade, too. What was that like?
It was my first parade, and my title was the Becky Kids Classic Festival Junior Miss Spokes Model. I got to ride in a brand new Camaro.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Was that very exciting for you? Was that a new experience that you'll always remember?
Yes.
I know you are a part of Kids Take Nashville, so can you tell me a little bit about that and your role that you play?
There's 14 of us. We got to record songs and sing at different places around Nashville.
Wow, that is awesome. Is it a lot of fun getting to meet new kids and new people?
Yes, I have some great friends.
I bet, and I know you yourself have your own material, your own original songs, so can you tell me a little bit about your music that you have out?
My first single was You Are Loved, and I just recently recorded Jesse Told Becky Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And they're so great. They really are. And I'm excited to play... You're welcome. I'm excited to play a couple songs of yours tonight. So how about we play the first song we have tonight, You Are Loved, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You Are Loved by Mia Grace Bailey.
Sorry, he says you've done nothing wrong. Have you And where can listeners go to purchase your music?
You can go to cdbaby.com. And also, can I add that I am number one on Clay's Country Radio for the Unkinda World Award.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. Well, I hope everybody checks out all of your music and buys all your music, because you are an incredible singer, as we heard already. And are
Thank you.
You. You're welcome. You're welcome. And are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Maybe some more music?
Well, tomorrow I have the Teddy Bear Festival in Lebanon, Tennessee. I'm working on recording some new music, and I'm also in some piano lessons.
All right. Now I really want to play your second song tonight. Here is Jesse Told Becky Goodbye. Check it out.
The high school quarterback, and Becky was the belle of the prom. They went together since the seventh grade, as the whole town watched them carry on. I was sipping a cola at the corner store, listening to the talk going round, and when the telephone rang, what's your name? Telling us we'd better sit down. Have you heard? Jesse told Becky goodbye. With one word, he ended the love of her life. And without any warning, on that Saturday morning, the whole town bye. With one word, Jesse told Becky goodbye. It was a cold Sunday morning when she passed away, and as the whole town laid her to rest, and I heard someone whisper, "There's Jesse. He'd come to pay his last respect." The tears he cried showed his regret. You heard Jesse told Becky goodbye. Goodbye. Have you heard that Jesse told Becky goodbye?
What is one of your most favorite people that you got to meet so far? Have you met someone yet you were really excited to meet?
Yes, I met Squire Parsons, the gospel singer.
Really? Were you nervous at all going in and meeting him, or no, you were fine?
No, I was fine. I listened to him at a church I visited. He was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome that you got to meet him and, you know, you've heard him. That's really, really neat. And which leads me to my next question. If you could sing any song in the world with which artist, what song would you like to sing and what artist would you sing with? Who would you like to do a duet with?
Elvis Presley. And the song I would sing would be "The Bible in the Room" by Squire Parsons.
Oh, that would have been amazing to do. Yes. That would have been beautiful. And let's see here. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I want to ask you another fun question here. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
I like to cheer, do pageants, and I love to go to church.
Absolutely. So you do pretty much the normal stuff, and then you just love to, you know, it's awesome that you're able to, at such a young age, you know, find your passion and be able to have fun with it, and it's really neat. And then you also have to have that downtime to be yourself, you know? That's important.
Yes, I love being a kid, but I love singing.
Exactly. You have to keep a good mix. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. And now, everyone, please welcome to the show, Johnny Mandel.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm excited to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
I'm super excited to be on, honestly.
Awesome. I'm very excited. You have a very funny video out, and you have a unique style, so I'm excited to chat to you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet. And first off, I really want to start in the beginning. Can you share with us how and when you first found your love for music? When did that all start for you?
Well, it started a long time ago. I was used to sing, and my dad was in the music business along with my mom, and so we had some recording equipment at the house, and I would sing some old Elvis Presley songs, or there was some NSYNC, which was cool back then, and then I would go in and ask him to give me a track on an open track and sing over it, and that's kind of where it all started.
Very, very cool. And you do many things in the music field. Can you tell us a little bit about all that you do? Because I know you wear many hats.
I do. I'm an instrumentalist. I do play guitar, bass, drums, and sing. I also work frequently with a sound company, Dragonfly Sound. with a good friend of mine, Ken Longo. And then I also, I've been recording a couple bands from around the area. I record all my own stuff, mix it down, and kind of get all that going.
Right, right. So you've tried it all, and it's really cool. You are, you know, very very great at playing different instruments. Did you self-teach yourself playing these instruments, or did you take lessons?
When I was 8, I took about 3 months of lessons from my now job, actually. And then I didn't touch an instrument for about 2 or 3 years, and then I just picked it up and took it from there.
Very, very neat. I like that. Wow, only 3 months. That's actually not bad. Not bad at all. Very cool. And, you know, who would you consider one of your musical heroes? Who do you really listen to and look up to?
A lot, because I listen to a lot of different music.
Right.
I'd have to say right now, I'm a pretty big fan of Glenn Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
If you're familiar, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely, definitely. And, you know, I wanted to also mention here, because, you know, like I mentioned, I've seen your video for Like I Used To, and you are very, very funny. I really enjoyed it. You're welcome.
Well, that was
welcome.
That was all John Raffici from Special Idea Productions. That was all his doing. I said, where do you want me, and what do you want me to do? And he did all that for me.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. It's such a great video. And is there any more videos coming out maybe in the future? Would you like
Absolutely.
To do another one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sooner than later, we hope. We just wrapped up our second video for my new song coming out, Everything in Between, and
mm-hmm.
and Everyone But Me. And so we just wrapped that up, and he's taking care of it, and he's going to wrap it up, and... it'll be out probably in a month or two.
Perfect. I'm excited to check that all out. Awesome. Very, very neat. And we love that song, Everything in Between. So I'm very excited to see the music video when it comes out. It's such a great song, and we're going to play it tonight. So everyone can hear
it. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I know, like I said, Everything in Between, but can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you do have out right now, kind of circling the airwaves and the web?
Sure. Right now I have, I believe, 4 or 5 CDs out, both on CD Baby and iTunes and a couple other various websites. Probably not the last album I put out, which was 13, but the one before that was called Who the Hell Was Johnny Mandel? And that seems to be the heavy hitter so far.
Yes. Oh, well, that's awesome. And I bet if they just type in your name, you'll just pop up everywhere. It's easy. Just do
that. Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They just got to make sure they spell it right. It's John and then an E dot and then Mandel. And then that's all you got to
do. That's all you got to do.
Yes, yes. And also, can you give everyone the links to any websites or social networking sites or any other sites that you would like everyone to go check out and chat with you?
Sure, yeah. Other than iTunes and CD Baby, I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at JammenJohn. That's JammenJohn. Or I'm also on Facebook as John E. Period Mandel.
Perfect. So check them out on both of those sites, and I follow you on. Twitter, and also I believe I'm a friend of yours on Facebook. So everyone do it.
Yes,
you always post like really fun things and chat. It's awesome. Do it.
I try to.
Yes, yes. It's awesome. I'm very honored to be following you.
Oh, I'm honored to be followed.
Yes. Oh, anytime, anytime. And are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Maybe another CD in the near future or... performances?
Maybe. I'll never tell.
Maybe.
Right now I am in the middle of finishing up a new CD I'm going to have coming out, hopefully within a couple months as well. It's going to be called Work on Sunday.
Mm. Nice. And is that going to have like a different sound, or is it going to, kind of be like, you know, this? It's going to still stick with your sound, or is it going to be different?
Oh, it's going to be a little bit different. I try and expand my horizons with everything I do, of course. So it's going to be a little bit different. Going to have some fun stuff. I got a lot of good friends going to be on there. And So, yeah, I'm excited to get that finished. And I also just finished recording a soundtrack for a short movie called Fish Eye for the same gentleman that does my videos.
Oh, wow. That's really, really neat. That's going to be a lot of fun to do.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast.
I bet. That is so, so neat. It's really cool too that you are able to experience all of these really neat experiences, you know, because you're able to, you know, obviously play a lot of instruments and perform and do fun videos, and then also you're able to sing for a short. I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you. I like to be happy. I like to try and make other people happy, and if I can do that through music, then it's a win-win, I think.
Exactly. It is a win-win. And I know, you know, I know that you're constantly out there. I mean, people, like I said, all you have to do is check them out on, you know, Facebook and Twitter. But do you have any upcoming performances planned where our listeners can come out and see it perform?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm going to be working on that probably after this next album.
Perfect. But I know you'll keep us up to date.
Absolutely, Emma.
Awesome. And I am excited because I want to get started with your music here. I know we have Country Rock Man. So how about we play Country Rock Man right now, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. Here we go. Country Rock Man.
Come on.
Yes, and that was Country Rock Man, and that song is so catchy. I mean, I could see people, you know, at shows or something, just getting on their feet and dancing to this song. Is that the reaction that you usually get for this song?
That's the plan. Yeah, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very catchy. I like the beat and, you know, the lyrics, and obviously you sang amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And remember, we still have Someone Else and Everything in Between, so stay tuned for that. And I want to ask you a fun question for you here.
Sure.
What is one moment in your career that you would love to relive? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
One I could definitely start is, I could definitely think of off the top of my head. I originally started in this group program, and I went in as a drummer, and I had never performed up front before. Like I said, I sang in the house, you know, in front of my parents, that was it. And one of the instructors for a song gave me a bass, and he said, okay, I want you to sing and play bass on this song. And so, I mean, that's kind of where I got my, you know, my stage, everything.
Right, right. Absolutely. And that's definitely a highlight when you're kind of, you know, learning the ropes a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You got to start somewhere.
Exactly. You do. You do. And what a way to start out, too. I mean, that's pretty cool. It is. And I want to also, another fun question, what are some things that you like to do, you know, for fun? Some hobbies when you're, you know, not doing music? What do you like to do on your downtime?
There is no downtime. It's always uptime. If I'm not doing music, chances are I'm probably doing music.
Or sleeping.
Or sleeping. Eating or shopping.
Exactly. Definitely. But yes, music really is in your soul, so to speak. You really do a great job, and I like that you're, you know, you keep it going, you keep it busy.
Thank you. I try to.
Yes, you succeed. And I want to play another song here, Someone Else. So let's play that right now, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm excited.
Don't let me stop you. Yeah.
Awesome! Good! I'm glad. I'm excited to play this. So let's do it. Someone Else, Here We Go, by Johnny Mandel.
We have memories, but that's all we have left. We've got memories, but that's all we've got left. I'm not happy for forgiveness, I'm happy for hell.
the mud.
Woo! And that was Someone Else by Johnny Mandel. And it's such another fantastic song. I'm so glad that it was sent to us and we were able to play it tonight. We appreciate
it. I'm glad,
it.
Too. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we were able to play it. And we still have another song here, Everything in Between. But for another fun question here for you, have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you could recall? That's one of my favorite questions. Anything happen live and that just didn't go as planned?
Plenty of them.
right.
There's probably one where we were playing and we were covering a Blues Brothers song. I'm a big fan. And we, the other guitar player and myself, we learned the Blues Brothers dance for the song. And we went back up to sing, and I grabbed the microphone, and the cord fell right out. And so I kept calm and went over to the other microphone, picked it up, and the cord fell out, and the mic stand fell over. And I was just... So you're not alone with mic difficulties. You're definitely not alone.
I'm telling you, those mics need to come with like a warning or something. It's dangerous. You never know what it's thinking. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, definitely crazy, but that happens. You're probably very professional about it. Kept calm. That's important.
As professional as you can be.
Right. At that moment, you're kind of just like, well,
right.
And this was messed up. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And I really want to play the last song we have tonight before we completely run out of time, but I really want to get this song. So how about we play Everything in Between, and we'll be right back, all right? Let's play it.
Great.
Great. Here we go. Everything in Between. Diamond out.
You gotta make up your mind, yeah. I can't do it for you. But you know that something's got to give, but you won't change. So tell me, what are you gonna do? Places to see, so it really doesn't
In Between by Johnny Mandel, and we are back with him right now. So one last time, can you please give all of your links again, just to make sure everyone didn't, you know, for people who are just tuning in so they know where to find you.
Absolutely, no problem. Basically anywhere, you can just go to Google or iTunes or CD Baby, and you can just type in John, J-O-H-N, E, period, Mendel, M-E-N-D-E-L-L. And you can find me on Facebook under that name, and Twitter would be Jammin' John, J-A-M-M-E-N-J-O-H-N.
Perfect, perfect. Check him out, everyone, on all of his sites. Make sure you tune into all of his, you know, upcoming projects that are happening, so please keep in touch with him. Check them all out. And I thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me on, and I hope to be on soon. I hope you invite me back.
Absolutely. You know it, definitely. Anytime you have anything upcoming, please let us know, and we'd love to have you back on.
Absolutely. I'd love to be.
Perfect, perfect. And I'll chat with you again very soon. Thanks again.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Have a great night. Johnny Mandel,
thank you,
everybody.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Woo. Awesome. Awesome. I had a lot of fun chatting with him. Johnny Mandel.
Thank you for tuning into The Josie Show. We thank all of our guests tonight and everyone who tuned in and had a great time with us. We'll see you back here at 7 o'clock p.m. Central next week, Friday, for some more amazing music and interviews. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.